Hey, listeners, what's up? So I wanted to take this moment today, although this trash cast is brought to you by geeks, I want to talk about the Home Mentor. Rest in peace to the Home Mentor's sugar daddy. For those of you who remember, I'm not sure a lot of you do, there was a woman on Instagram who made a tribute to her dead sugar daddy in a haunting viral post where she said that exactly a year ago, her sugar daddy Brad passed away. He was 47 and died because of a heart attack and untreated diabetes. He had an incredibly toxic relationship, and ultimately, she wishes she never met them. As terribly as he was, she was sitting there and trying to dig up a good memory to remember him on that day. And here it is. Brad, you bought me my first pair of Louboutins, my first Birkin, and my only race horse. You understood the value of my time, and for that I honor you with my time by making this post for you. I still don't forget you for taking me out of the will after you attacked me while you were on Whippets. However, you knew I would always be okay, and yes, I've been living a double life this whole time with the guy who thought was my gay bodyguard, and I'm also an author and a serial entrepreneur. So let's call it even. I will finally visit you one of these days. Rest in peace. P.S. Please don't haunt me again. Demanda. Did you know that person, Ryan? These people? It was her dead sugar daddy who died.
No, I had no interest in that.
Rest in peace, dear friends. This Trashcast is brought to you by geeks. Geeks who give a shit ton to spend their vacation and time with family. So many people say they love their family, but never spend quality time with them. How come you love them, but you can't change their worlds with your presence? Some people are just absentees with their family.
Bro, your mom told you not to come over today because you refused to go out to dinner with her and your family. What are you talking about? Like, you're one of the worst people when it comes to family as well. So.
In all fairness, I wrote that snippet before this. What Ryan's referring to is I had a family get together with like 15 distant relatives, and I stayed up late with Ryan doing drugs instead of going. And
we're awake. You didn't have to be there until 1. It's only 9. You can make it very easily. I mean, let me check what time it is. I'm pretty sure. Easily could make it by 1. Sorry, it's 11:24, but still, easily.
That's besides the point. Although I'm missing the one today, I actually do try and spend a lot of time with family, more than anyone will ever know. Well, I used to actually much more than I do these days. But when I used to be doing it, I probably felt like the most happiest, depression-free, and just most at peace with myself. Just because I was getting the best of all of the people that really raised me, and my genetics are imparted from them. So in order to learn more about my own self, I had to see where my family would kind of be acting like clowns or being not the best people to maybe random like busboys at a restaurant, or if they felt someone wronged them, they would try and get back at them and give revenge. Irregardless, I got banned from J-Swipe. It was over that girl I mentioned at the end of last episode, where she said she was a Palestinian sympathizer and wanted nothing more than the extermination of the Israeli state, on paper, of course, because she was a Jew, so she didn't actually want Israeli people hurt. She celebrated Yom Kippur. She just...
What? This is so weird. This is so confusing.
And she wanted me to be the person that was going to either help her with her cause of boycotting Israel and making sure the anti-Zionist movement continued. For those who don't know, an anti-Zionist movement is when you're against the Israeli state and you want it eliminated so that there's open boundaries between Palestine and Israel and people co-harmonize.
Wait, is that a bad thing?
It actually sounds like a good thing, but she wants, like, the destruction of the Israeli state and the support.
I thought
supporting.
The whole two-party state idea is a good idea.
Well, these hippies, they're Bernie people, these American Israeli people who are for the supporting of, like, the open borders. They're, like, the liberal Bernie equivalents, and she goes to the Bernie rallies.
And that's why Israel has, huge fences up to keep out the Palestinians.
Yeah, so America
as
is basically
Trump
following
says,
Israel.
As Trump says,
not vice versa.
Fences work.
Cool. Although we don't support Donald Trump here, it's just he's one of the viable political
options. We definitely support Donald Trump.
I no longer support Trump.
Yeah, because you're an idiot.
If that's what
you
call it.
For 4 years, you supported Donald Trump.
I actually didn't even know his policies.
Idiot.
Well, he said one thing in the campaign and then did different policies.
Like a true
more
politician.
Or less the same. Long story short, this girl kind of, she made me very upset because it was really over when she saw my profile. She saw the pictures and she didn't want much, but I was saying that I was for her movement and I really support what she's doing. I thought she was pro-Israel when I saw her profile. So I said, even though I kind of knew that it might have been, I saw anti-Zionist. So it could probably be against
How did
Israel.
You get it confused?
I was really hoping that she got it confused or she wrote the wrong thing because
that doesn't seem like she wrote the wrong thing.
I was hoping I was thinking it was a different thing. I was hoping Zionism just meant the opposite. I'm dyslexic, so I'm completely able to think something's wrong or right at the flip of a finger. I really didn't want to think too into it much. The truth of the matter was.
You say these things about yourself on the internet.
Her name was Rosé, and she had the most massive titties I've probably matched with on anyone on J Swipe.
Okay, I'm happy for you in that case.
I'm saying, like, the nipples were basically protruding from the tight yellow tank top. I don't know if she had a bra or not. The tits seemed almost too massive to not have a bra. You need, like, at least something. But, like, her tits may have been poking out through the bra. So, they were legitimately enormous. And I got hard for matching with her. I was essentially about to cream my pants before I could get the first hey, what's up through.
This is why people call us pathetic fuckboys. Because of everything coming. I don't act like this, people.
Ryan actually has class and taste. He used to listen to Sinatra and, like, go to Italian restaurants and just mingle with the owners. He even worked in one.
Yeah.
They even let him do handoffs for the mob because he was
not handoffs for the mob. Jesus Christ, that's not.
You delivered shit to, like,
yes,
to restaurants and casinos
houses.
And stuff.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So, long story short, this girl.
Like, hold on, but right. I'll just do it quickly. There would only be certain people allowed to go to John Gotti Jr.'s daughter's house.
Oh, shit.
And I was one of those people.
You gotta be pretty chill to be invited to that one.
So, unsurprisingly, you know, you always think, like, in those movies, you always see in the movies and shit that, like, they treat, like, the low-end people pretty well, like,
the
people bringing them beer.
Yeah,
you always see them treating them pretty well. She did not. Actually, the brother, the first time I went there, the brother wanted to slip me a 20.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, I'll handle it. And then she gave me 5.
She don't like you. They usually
slip. No, she did that. No, in fact, the old guy who would go too, like the 50-year-old pizza delivery boy, when he would go there, she wouldn't tip him at all.
Was that the retarded dude?
No, it wasn't retarded. He just lost everything.
He lost everything. He was the dad of the person in our high school.
Yeah. They were neighbors, and his brother was originally part of all of his businesses, but then his brother left at the beginning. But technically, his name was still on everything, but he had no part of it. But then he was doing really illegal things. Like, he never went into it with me, but it was basically like he was doing gangster shit. And when the IRS and the government went to seize everything from him because he got arrested, they realized that all of his names were on the pizza delivery guy who was 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
His businesses, that was his brother. He still had the name on it, and they seized his businesses because it had his brother's name on it.
Oh, my God.
Even though the brother hadn't been there in, like, 30 years.
He literally just said...
Yeah, he was like,
was
he forgot that the name was on it and everything because, like...
That's hilarious.
He paid off all the bank loans. He paid everything. And he
totally just forgot that his brother's name was on it.
What are the odds that you'll get fucked in the ass like that?
It's
almost inconsequentially, like, mythical.
Yeah.
Only Long Island do it, I swear. It happens, it does, but that's like mythology.
Yeah, it is.
It is classic. So, that's hilarious.
Not really. He almost ruined his whole family. The only thing that
I find fucked up shit funny
was the house, because it was in his and his wife's name.
Oh, that was smart.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so that's why people do that.
It had nothing to do with the brother, so they were able to keep the house.
Wow, with the concept.
That sucks. You lost everything.
He did.
Besides the house. But still.
I mean, at least he got the house.
Yeah, it could be worse.
It could definitely be homeless. Homeless is worse. Thinking back, I was talking about that Israeli but Palestinian sympathizer. And she just... Long story short, I wanted to fuck her. Like, that was completely clear. There was no disputing that. The thing was, when she looked at my profile and she got through about 4 or 5 of the pics I had up, she couldn't have been too pleased. I don't know why. I read some study that psychologically females are attracted to guys with chisel cheek, jaw, and rim bones. That if you take like Clint Eastwood or that podcaster, ex-Navy SEAL, Jocko Willink, those faces are like the stereotypical fucking man face. That character Blocks from Mario, it was like that brick dude who fucking would clob down on you. He was literally just a brick with a face. Those types of manly, chiseled faces.
There's a gorilla in Japan that's apparently so handsome that women keep flocking to go see him.
Oh shit, chicks are
like
fucking
what you're
gorillas.
Talking about, like, the chiseled faces.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And probably perfect traps and lats and shoulders. And then that. He must have epitomized that V shape.
There's an actual news story. I found it hysterical.
That's hilarious.
Well, so that, Japanese people are really weird, where, like.
They fetishize.
No,
like,
they
cartoony
actually don't
type things.
Have sex a lot. They just have, like, weird masturbation.
Fetishes,
yeah. Yeah.
And they literally don't.
They're one of the few countries in the world that have a decreasing population, not due to, like, war or lack of food.
Sex.
Yeah, it's from lack of sex. It's crazy.
Well, because they're so damn depressed.
Well, their culture doesn't really support them in, like, having fun lives. It's like, if you have any spare time, you should be working.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a new documentary out that the Obamas made on Netflix. It's called American Factory, and it essentially sums up, from the Japanese point of view, Japanese and Chinese coming into America to operate a factory with U.S. workers. They're trying to get the U.S. workers to take on their culture of work and sleep, no fun. Like, your life is your work.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they were so surprised, and they just didn't know what to make of it. Excellent documentary.
Bro.
The Obamas produced it, and we weren't really sure what they were trying to prove from it. But it was just a horribly depressing culture study.
Yeah, so...
Moving back to another culture study. The big-titted chick, hippie, liberal...
Was that a cultural study?
Palestinian supporter, amicable friend of the...
You guys are not friends.
No, she's a friend of this, like, anti-Zionist Palestinian movement to...
I don't even know what that means.
She's essentially trying to eliminate Israel.
Yeah.
That's
really
just what it comes down to. So, first of all, Israel is defined as the haven for Jews to go, in the one place where they can never be persecuted in history.
What are you talking about? The United States.
Germany. Jews are persecuted.
Germany, pre-World War I and II, was a haven for Jewish people. They didn't give a fuck originally.
I know.
But then the Jews must have done something to really piss off
those
Germans.
Oh, they did. We did. But
I mean, they might have reacted a bit harsh.
You think?
Slightly.
So, Israel is that haven. It's the one place Jews on the entire planet can go. And they know they'll be okay. Other than the U.S.
Like, they're not persecuted from the government or anything, but...
Along with that, the broad definition of anti-Zionism includes anti-Semitism in the definition, and it says...
What is Semitism?
Semites are Jews. It's the tribe of Jews. So, to be anti-Semite.
Jewish people that call it Semite?
Yep.
Weird. Okay.
And this anti-Zionist movement, the main
so
framework
names,
is to hate...
Why are there so many names for Jewish people? Why can't you just be...
It's what intellectuals came up with within college confines, and then they passed it along to general classrooms.
Okay.
And considering Jews are so cheap, it's pretty fantastic that they would waste words that way. But this titted chick saw the big-breasted girl. Look through my profile. She just didn't like what she saw. You know, I got that bloaty, puffy face.
Fucking neck.
The childlike body. I basically look like a frog.
Yeah.
And people have called me that awkward-looking European dude. Or that...
European?
I know, I thought that was weird, too. A Spanish dude said that. He said, you European-ass motherfucker. Other people have said I definitely
look
Jewish. Some people have said I look Irish. Some people say I look
Irish.
Like, black people have thought that because they're like, I don't know, you look white, man. I'm like, what?
Oh, I guess they're
thinking white and Irish was what they thought of as white.
Yeah.
That was literally why. Yeah. I think it's because of my neck. I've seen some, like, beer drinker Irish dudes with, like, the frog neck.
The fat neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's because they're older.
Like, the dude from Workaholics, although I think he's Jewish.
Workaholics.
Adam Devine's Jewish. This girl looked at my profile. She didn't like anything I had to say.
She didn't like anything.
She didn't like it.
The goods.
So she thought in the bottom of her heart, maybe there's a 10% chance he has fire flock of phenomenal fucking personality.
Don't say that. Just don't say that, bro. That's awful. Don't say those things.
She thought it was cool. She thought it'd be cool. She's like, well, he's really absolutely repulsive looking. And I just don't want
to
get with
him at all.
He's got
to
have a nice personality. He would never make it in this world. His genes would just wouldn't.
The exact opposite.
Turns out I was probably on the span of 20 to 200 times worse than she would have thought. Because I was just trying to figure out if she liked Israel. So I was like, you support Israel or no? She wasn't giving me a straight answer, but I look.
She's just like, no.
I look at her profile. She's a leftist Bernie supporter populist who wants Palestine.
Does Bernie not support Jews, out of curiosity?
The Democratic Party has now given up the Jewish causes.
Because Trump has become like the biggest
Israel.
Jewish
people. He's the king of Israel.
Yeah. He's the king of Israel. So funny how we live in this day and age where Donald Trump is being hailed as the king of Israel.
It's hilarious.
And Hong Kongers are looking to him and calling him Uncle Trump and seeing Trump as their hero as well.
It's hilarious. For the record.
Yo, they're getting ready for the revolution in Hong Kong. It's happening.
That's dope. I'm happy
for them.
We
have to go support them.
Alright, maybe.
Destroy communism.
Sometimes I'm a communist. It depends what side of the bed I wake up on. Super bipolar in that way.
You don't even know what communism is.
Even know the words coming out of my mouth. I'm just trying to read the Rosé text.
Idiot. You don't know the horrors that people have suffered because of communism.
I don't know. I know nothing.
You know nothing.
Ryan Moe.
Bring it over here.
Okay. I looked at her profile. I see she's a leftist.
Idiot.
She doesn't want the Jewish people to thrive and be able to be protected within their own holy land. It was just bad. So I said, oh, so you're not anti-Israel. That's completely cool. I'll hear you out. I want to hear your points. And then she said, thanks, but no thanks. I'm not here to argue or have discourse and debates with people on this app. I'm looking for like-minded people, so don't worry about it. No worries at all.
How are you supposed to find like-minded Jewish people that don't support Israel on a Jewish...
There are people, but I think there's 1,000 for every 100 million.
Bro, there's 6 million Jews in the world. What are you talking about?
In the world?
That's it.
So sad. I guess let's say like 6 million then.
There's
1,000.
It's 10 million. It's a really small number.
I think 6 million in America, 10 million in the world.
No. Not even that. Maybe that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So one, well,
I'll check the population as you continue to spout bullshit from your mouth.
It's not bullshit, it's true.
Well, this story is just stupid and bullshit. It's bullshit. It's cool. You know what you're doing.
She essentially was hurting my feelings a lot, first rejecting me on the context of my appearance, but then also of me being a Jew who wants Israel to thrive. She's like, I can't date you if you support Israel, in so many words. So it made me really upset. Lo and behold, I thought she was a extraordinarily peculiar and interesting subject matter. So I would have loved to have her on the show, and also so we could get a female on the show, because I don't know any girls anymore. Neither Ryan doesn't know any girls that could come on the show.
I wanted to invite them over to this place.
Although this chick in my office did, she's a really cool, like, guys girl. She said she's an Armenian immigrant. She heard about the podcast, and she heard me debating about how our dorm mentioned had been fired. And then she overheard, and she said, I heard you have a podcast. I'm like, yeah. She's like, can I be on it? I'm like,
I think that dude should have been fired. And then he hit on you. Did they know that
story
yet?
No.
Ooh, we'll tell that story next. That story is hysterical.
It's so funny because he listens.
Oh, does he? That's amazing.
It's amazing. So, obviously, bro, he listens. He has a crush on me.
Yeah, word, makes sense.
So the girl at work actually offered to be on this show, but then when like she saw how happy I was, I'm like, we've actually never had a girl before. I'm like, that could definitely be arranged. We can, yeah. But I'm like, we just came out, but we could definitely do it on Skype or something. And she's like, okay, we'll talk. I'm like, yeah, we'll talk about it. She's like, we'll talk. Never talking to me again. So, no, I don't really have many girls I could have on the podcast, which is why I wanted this Palestinian chick, who's actually Jewish, to come on and support her cause. So she was born in Israel, but she wants the destruction of Israel. Yeah, isn't that so weird? So, some people, man. You can't trust some people. They're just so...
It just doesn't make any sense.
They just don't... It just doesn't make sense what they say. The words coming out of their mouth. That's so sad. I feel so sorry for people like that. With a bunch of losers.
There are people who don't know what's coming out of their mouth.
I know, I was talking about the girl. The girl with big breasts.
When it applies to you.
Oh, I guess that could be said as well.
Yeah.
Well, what a concept. What do you listeners think? Alright, we'll hear from you guys soon.
I'm sure we will.
So, I was desperate to have this girl on the podcast. Like I said last time, I offered her $100 to come on the podcast. As I've said, money ain't a thing. Like, my mom lost $3 million of intangible assets, but it doesn't matter. She found that she can't sell her business. No one wants to buy it, or no one could afford it. People wanted to buy it, but it was valued at $3 million, and no one wanted to go anywhere close to that price.
So,
So she said she may have to lower to $1 million, and me and my brother are like, no!
Why would you do that? Otherwise, it's worthless.
Yeah, so then she's like, I don't know. So she can't decide if she's going to not sell it, lower it to $1 million, or see if no one's going to buy it for $3 million. It's really sad. We're losing a lot of money here. But
not really.
I would literally get...
Money that you wouldn't have either way.
Yeah, exactly. We lost $3 million of intangible money.
Yeah.
Fake assets. Money's not really an issue at this point.
If you didn't need it that much money, your mom's business?
Yeah. Wow. She's got thousands of clients.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Oh.
She has accounts with schools, so with a single account, you could get like 50 kids or 100 kids.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So, and she's been doing it for 25 years.
She's just a speech pathologist?
A business owner of a speech pathology place now.
Oh, good for her.
Thanks. But I would literally give every last dime that I have for this podcast to succeed. That's why I offered this chick $100 if she came on the show. I said 50 up front, 50 when it's over. She didn't respond to that, so I come back with, wow, you wouldn't even talk to me for free cash. Some advocate. ..
Some advocate.
She responds an hour later after like curving for days. She writes, LMAO.
On your podcast.
She says, feel free to send me money, but I'm not going on your show.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. And then she sent you the
Venmo? I respond, understandable. And then she responds like a day later at like 12 a.m. with her Venmo ID, Rosé, blah, blah, blah. And then she puts a winky face. So then... I saw that at 2:30 a.m. when I woke up in the middle of a drug-crazed sleep. And I kind of had the moment how that Roseanne had where she woke up from an Ambien in the middle of the night and commented that racist thing about Obama's wife.
It wasn't Obama's wife.
It was the woman that Obama appointed in his cabinet as looking like the Planet of the Apes female monkey. The monkey queen. And she lost everything for that. She lost a $100 million contract with the network. So
yeah, but what was really cool about that is that she saved everybody else's job.
And she took
cool of her.
And in that sense she saved other people's jobs on other shows by showing that you can't be reckless online. So many people learn from her for being the one to sacrifice herself. Long story short,
I don't think anybody else would do that, actually, in that industry. Just save everybody else's job.
Except for me. No one else would do that. You're right. I'm not in the TV industry.
Not yet.
So, I respond with, in my drug-crazed Roseanne-type binge, I can never give a dime to support your ruthless and heartless cause against the state of Zion. You know, back in this part I probably shouldn't have said, but when in Rome, you know, back in Nazi Germany, they said the Jew rat that turned against and gave up their own people was considered the utmost scum of the earth, and they were the first ones to be sterilized immediately. Looks like it wasn't just me that didn't find it kosher.
Cha-ching. Oh my God, such an idiot.
I would only send you the money for liposuction, you fat monkey. Now go back to eating KFC with the Taliban to gain another 200 pounds so you can really fit in with the American people in your next attempt to hurt the Israeli state. No one likes a half-blood princess. Ka-ching. I suggest you carefully reassess why you feel the need to betray your entire gene pool on a daily basis, except consider thinking this over on a treadmill instead of in the ISIS camps. You'll be a lot better off, young Sharia.
Young Sharia.
That message wasn't highly regarded, and I very quickly after her got banned from JSwipe.
Very quickly.
Like almost immediately after that was sent.
Yeah.
Like I didn't even have a chance to even think, could I get banned? Or is this going to negatively impact my future? It was just, you're banned. So, here we at this current state of time. She commented some mean things, and she got her Palestinian New York sector of the cult to comment these really mean things on our podcast. Really derogatory, accusatory platforms and categories to place people. Which, it's happened to Logan Paul, it's happened to David Dobrik and Squad. But I don't think it deserved to happen to us.
Apparently it did.
I think of all people who podcast, we have one of the only health and wellness podcasts where we're promoting free thought and being nice to the weak ones in society and really helping out people who are, you know, the underclass and who
less fortunate,
disenfranchised sect of American people. We're starting here and we're moving on. And this girl had really nice fucking tits, so the irony was I was calling her fat and this monkey, but really I would have probably sold my apartment and my dog's left spleen to go on a date with her, realistically. I'm that awful and desperate of a person.
That's so sad. You didn't think like that.
It's really the most dreadful thing. Absolutely horrifying. So Rose commented these really mean things on our podcast after that, which you all could see if you have an iTunes subscription. Or I don't even think so. You just need to take someone's iPhone and...
What do you mean you just look on the podcast app?
You just look on the podcast app. You just need an iPhone. And what she actually wrote was pretty scary and kind of sad. One part was titled, "Deranged and Threatens Women on Dating Apps." I mean, can't say I didn't, but I didn't really threaten her. I just said what she was doing to Israel people.
Israel?
Alex baits women on the apps by saying he has 30,000 views, which I do. She puts parentheses, "Sure, kid." And then when they inevitably reject him, he turns into a toxic monster. He claims the podcast is trying to combat, resorting to disgusting and racist attacks on women's appearances. Literally listen to anything else. And maybe report the podcast on your way out. Then either her or members of her liberal organizations continue to comment later that evening, titled, "Gross and Sort of Sad, 1 star. Not a fan of incels, short for incelibates, that harass women online." For the record, we're not harassing women. We're kindly stating a perspective, which is really what the internet is for, is for people to say their own crazy fucking wacky excuse for how they think the world should be run. And call her daddy girl, say it. They say it every day. Joe Rogan says it. Even Trump says his own crazy dimension of a delusion for what he thinks is the best course of action for people in modern day society. This fucked up deal that we've all been given. So we're just here being people. We're individuals and we have a brain and we're able to conjure thoughts. So if you don't like it, then please listen more, because I can assure we'll win you over some point or another. We're very charming, actually. The other comment, "Dismal, run by a serial sexual harasser." Wow, is all I can say. He messages women calling them fat and ugly and then expects to be able to just chuckle on his podcast? Absolutely disturbing. I know if I did what the host does, my career would be over in a short matter of minutes. First of all, we don't really have a career. This is more of a sport of passion or a hobby.
Yeah, it's something that we're passionate about. We hope it works out.
We're doing it for the time being. If people truly do hate it, then we'll end the podcast. If the call her daddy girls just voice that they want us to stop doing it, if they say that on their podcast, we'll actually stop doing it. Alex and Sophia, we're going to make this proposition a few times, but we're saying it now. If you just mention us on the show and just say, like, what we did, then say, please stop. You don't even have to say please. Just say they're so annoying, but this is what they are. Like, they exist. If you acknowledge our existence, then we'll cancel our show. That's it.
What?
Well, we're making a new show. We're going to rebrand and do something new.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So we'll cancel it if you guys just acknowledge that we're alive. That, like, a conjuring of DNA and spermicidal reactions led to the invention of these handful of freak shows who get behind shitty Walmart tech and spew their shit onto the rest of the hapless and sad listeners who managed to get reeled into our lies for about an hour or so. Most people stumble on this accident and they don't even know. Anyway, I looked at the other reviews that Rose left on iTunes, and it turns out she supports Stalin. Now, I'm a communist on some days, and I even disavow Stalin.
Bro, you don't know what you're talking about, but anyone who supports Stalin is
fascist. Stalin led to the starvation, which tantamount to murder, of 60 million people in Russia over his 20-year reign. Tens and tens of millions of people died for Stalin, and the fact that this girl who's calling me a sexual internet harasser, serial, whatever. I'm not that. I'm something or other, but got the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy. What did you want? Stalin, on the other hand, is actually a mass murderer. So the fact that she supports this dude in any facet pretty much speaks to where her head's at. Now, I call that toxic socialism at its utmost extreme. Thinking yourself to be a righteous, but really supporting a genocidal fascist.
Terrible.
I think it's horrible, too. Just now, there's someone who's on this planet to protect us from these genocidal monsters, and she actually escaped Mother Russia in the 1930s, or her family escaped Russia in the 20s, and she's the only one who's going to protect us from Mother Russia, a Russian expatriate. Her name is Noni.
Hey, you there? Sorry.
Yeah.
This is my grandma.
People. I'm confused about when I go on the dating apps. And meet certain girls that they seem to just want to use me to go out to buy them drinks, and then they want to be done with me.
There's a bum.
Or some even
there's a bum in you?
Have even worse intentions.
Whatever, bro,
did you know that there are women like that? What do you make of it?
Bro, you can't close that window.
They go for drinks more than
no, bro,
and you're
it,
such
it,
an interesting talker. They don't know what to talk about. They're not conversationalists. They can't make a conversation.
No, they want guys to buy them dinner, and they do it 5 nights a week, and then if they like the guy, they take it further, but a lot of the guys are just buying them dinner, and it's going nowhere.
Oh, well, I don't think they jump in the bed.
No, they not with me, but they do. Not with me, though.
Not with me, though.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell my grandma who I actually am.
They're looking for a meal.
To accept it.
Yeah, but they jump in the bed with some guys. Quickly.
Well, that you don't like. Depends on it. She's a wild girl or
wild.
A party girl.
Party.
You don't need a party girl.
That's what
a
lot.
Nice girl.
In Long Island, it was not as bad, but in the city, there's a lot. There's a lot in Manhattan.
They're on their own.
Yeah.
And they can't afford their meals. And
they also like to party, and they'll spend $150 for an entree at One Oak to be seen by the rich guys at the nightclub.
Yeah, well, tell them bye-bye, sweetie. Enough for me.
Well, I have to discount all of them? What if some of them are nice other than that?
Some of them are nice?
Some of them are nice people, but they're still like that. Partiers.
Why don't you go over to the temple? I'm telling you. You got a temple nearby?
Yeah, but I've been dealing with one of those. And she needed me to convert to conservative observer Jewish. That I keep a kosher home, and she said she only dates to marry because she was overweight and she didn't look like she wears makeup or anything, and she never kissed a boy at 24, but she wants. She needs me to confirm that I'm going to practice the holidays and keep Shabbat and everything. But Yeah, the problem was she was kind of fat, you know?
Oh, yeah. That religion didn't enter there. It was,
no.
You didn't like the fatness.
Yeah, there was a lot. There was a lot of fatness.
You're very popular with that. Remember everybody you went, oh, she was too fat.
No. You're making me sound like our president. Stop. So what do I do if I'm not ready, but the girl wants to go to bed with me if I just bought her a meal? Because that happens sometimes.
No, you don't know from one man to another.
Yeah, exactly. What?
Disease?
Yeah. What kind?
She never had sex.
Don't you know the
no.
sexual diseases? There's names for them.
I thought as... STD was a social club.
Like the sorority STD people.
No. No, you're thinking of the seafood dish.
The what?
The seafood dish.
Seafood dish? What is that? Is that a... They have a... I don't get that. It's dirty?
Oh, I thought you said crabs.
Crab dish? Don't, crabs are delicious. I love crab meat.
I know, I just don't want to get a stick.
Oh my gosh, she didn't know what crabs are.
She doesn't want to set crabs.
I don't know.
She initially said you're going to get crabs.
I don't sleep around is the problem. I would only do it if it was with someone that I would plan on marrying.
Well, you just keep on. You don't want to end up with any kind of.
I don't do that stuff with randos. It hurts. It's disgusting, quite honestly. I would never for someone who I barely know. You don't know their intentions yet. And
which is,
well, you know that.
No one's doing it with me.
No, you know that.
No, you knew it.
So, yeah. I want to do it more than life itself, and then no one's doing it with me.
The pickings are so many. Just take your time until you find someone that you like to go out and doesn't eat too much.
What happens if I meet a really nice girl and she's perfect? But
save that for the
rest. I don't know. What if she's like foreign? Like when she's not white.
You want a black girl?
I think some black girls are attractive. Honestly.
Yeah, but you don't want a black girl.
Why?
Oh.
What's wrong?
It's society is not ready for that. I mean, you may see it around.
What's the year? What year is this?
You see it around, but
if someone listened to this recording ever, they would probably think that this recording is from 1959.
And what is
2019. You know.
What are you watching on your radio?
Succession on the HBO.
The HBO.
Yeah, Succession. Anyway, wait. So, what do I do if I fall for a black girl? Do I tell her no?
Oh, no, I don't think society accepts that.
But they're really bad.
I mean, I see some with Chinese girls.
Is Chinese okay?
Boys with Chinese.
Is Chinese okay?
It's hard to swallow sometimes. But
no, they swallow. They swallow.
Oh my God.
But when it comes to black.
Black.
I
love black
there
people.
There are people that intelligent doctors sometimes. I remember someone telling me their their cousin that was very smart, and she went with this black guy, and he was a doctor.
Are black people are black people as smart as white people?
The first time you look at them, you see black and white, and you say they're going to have a tough job.
Are black people as smart as white people?
Yeah. Because
they are. They are. They really are. You know?
Where you live.
She has no idea what I'm even saying.
Where the education.
It's so true.
I don't think you're that hard up that you can date a black. I mean, they
okay. I completely support them and everything that they've been through. Personally, I think African Americans deserve reparations for slavery, but that's a different conversation. That we should actually be giving tax dollars to help them get out of these bad communities and out of the poverty line, because people have inherent racism towards African Americans, that they lose out on a lot of opportunities and they don't get to enjoy the white people's benefits because white people naturally don't want to marry
don't
into them.
Don't worry about them. They're very much educated now, and
that's
among
right.
themselves, I think, according to Entertainment World, the television, and the other
That's
things,
true.
And bars.
We really do like Kanye.
But that's...
He's amazing.
That's an exception.
She sighed when I said Kanye.
He's amazing.
She knows who he is.
Isn't it incredible what Kanye did?
No, Sam, you remember Sammy Davis Jr.?
Yes, yes.
With Frank Sinatra.
Because everyone in school listened to him when we were younger.
Hello?
Hi, Nani. What's up?
Hi, honey. Mommy, I just spoke to Mommy. I thought that maybe would come with us. But she said, no, you said you'll be at her house later. But she told me she don't want you coming in at all without,
okay.
you know, get the key and all.
Okay.
So she says, tell him not to come. If you want to come, you could come tomorrow or tonight, late. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what time we're going to be home.
That's fine.
So
we'll stay in touch.
Since you're home tomorrow, come tomorrow. You won't see Uncle Jim and Sue.
I wanted to see them.
Extra early tomorrow anyway. They're leaving at 8 o'clock.
Okay. That's a
All
shame.
Right?
That's a shame. Okay. I'll talk
you
to
you. You have nothing to do today? Alex, are you there?
Yeah, I'm getting lunch.
I don't hear you.
I'm getting lunch with a friend.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. You can come tomorrow to visit me.
Okay, love you.
Okay?
Love
Call
you.
Call me first in the morning to visit. Tell me yes or no, okay?
Okay, love you.
You rest up today. She told me you were out most of the night.
A little bit.
Who'd you go with, your friends?
Ben and Ryan.
Huh?
Ben and Ryan.
You went to a party?
Yeah.
Well, who were the kids?
Ben and Ryan.
I don't hear the first word.
Ben and Ryan.
I can't spell it.
B-E-N and then R-Y-A-N.
I can't hear you. Am I hearing? What kind of a party?
Social.
A social party?
Yeah.
Oh, you have a good time?
Yeah, it was fun.
Good. Okay.
Love
if
you.
If you wish to come tomorrow, give me a quick ring. I know you're off for a couple
I know,
of days.
I know. Love you.
All right.
Love
so
you.
We'll talk
love you.
Tomorrow.
Love you. Love you.
Love
have
you.
Fun. Have
Take
fun.
Care.
Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Love you.
And Suzanne and
I know, give my love. Give my love. Give my love.
Yo, you're such an asshole.
So, this is kind of why they think that I'm like, gonna be like a future.
Asshole.
They think right now I'm like the Justin Bieber of like 20 somethings, and they think that I'm basically people respect me and like look up to me and basically.
That's the opposite. Yo, you need to tell them the truth, bro. You need to get them out of this delusion. It's not
And,
healthy.
Like, they thought I was at this, like, party last night having a good time, but it was just me and Ryan in my loner apartment doing drugs. And it's just so the opposite of anything, shape, or form of what
it is that they think I'm up to. They think that people are jealous of me and that people look up to me as like a mentor and like a shining light in the community. And they think when I grow up, I'm going to be like a combination of between the CFO of Hewlett-Packard or some other Fortune 500 company and like a Tom Cruise slash like philosopher or politician. Noni said to me, I'm just as good as Trump and can do what he does any day. So she said she
not
can't
even close.
So she said she can't wait for me to be president. She's a very loving lady. She's not always grounded in reality, which is why she needs very clear logical thinkers around to be able to tell her like what's really going on. Cause one thing
you're not helping that at all.
One thing we don't have enough of in this world is steady, grounded people who are thinking clearly and rationally. And that's something we could all probably improve on a little bit. Back to this conversation I had with her last week.
Yeah, but it's still not accepted, honey. There's enough white girls
to
go. Okay. There are these two really cool girls that me and my friends like. Their names are Alex and Sophia. But the problem, just the one problem, they sleep around too much with guys.
Yeah, well, you got the wrong group.
Yeah.
They're looking for that.
Yep.
That they spread diseases.
Oh, you know, for sure.
If you don't.
Undubiously.
You have to.
Yep.
And once you get that, you got to go to the doctor and get medicine.
Nah, they don't go to the doctor. I don't think people can even afford to go to the doctor in the city. People are so poor. Barstool doesn't have health insurance.
Somebody we knew in the crowd when we were young, and there was a fellow who came down with the scabies, I think they call it.
Scabies, yep.
Rash all over his body.
Scurvies, yep.
Got it from a girl.
Wow, incredible. Anyway.
No, I would say, at work, do you have any never nice, but you don't want to confine both?
I never wanted to shoot my shot because then if it were backfired, I would be out of a job.
Not on a job, no.
Because I still have to pay rent and
like
stuff. Even to Cop Dome, it wouldn't be worth it having to pay rent. Know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You know, honey, your time will come.
Okay.
Does she bother you? Does she still call you?
No, she sucks. Molly sucks.
She's partying around.
Yep.
Okay.
Who is she talking about, Maddie?
Yeah, she called her Molly, which is actually her name, which is ironic. My grandma's name is Molly, and she said, how's Molly doing? And she's talking about my ex, Maddie.
Yeah, she's delusional, bro.
Yeah, she cool. So, bringing this back, the Call Her Daddy girls actually talked about us. Yeah, they talked about us in episode 55. I'm going to skip to where it is.
It's the girls and ass. Here's the thing, girls. Our us guys or rich ass guys, you no longer are getting.
Yeah. Because you're out.
Yeah. I'm going to say the point of me bringing up Entourage was girls. You have to have a very specific tactic when it comes to the vulture.
Yeah.
Because you can really fuck yourself or you can really help yourself. Do not, under any circumstance, fuck the vulture. Do not
fuck
the vulture.
Once you fuck the vulture,
you're fucked. You are literally road beef. You are roadkill.
Isn't that what vultures go after?
Oh my god, that was a good roadkill. Yeah. Once he fucks you, there is an end point. Your guys are not getting married. So once he eventually decides he's done fucking you, then you no longer are getting invited at all.
Yeah.
Because you're out.
Yes.
You're completely out.
Also, if the main guy finds out that you fuck the vulture,
you're gonna be dead to the main guy too. So you fucking the vulture is really fucking your chance.
Oh, gross. Have the kink more. The main makes excuses for him.
Right.
He's always like, you know, he means well. And
he's trying. Like, it's fine. And it's like, no, the vulture's fucking creepy.
And meanwhile, the vulture
has no idea.
He has no clue. I aspire.
Yeah, that's literally me. People always have to make excuses for me around girls when they would say, I don't want to go to the place that he's going, Alex. They would say my last name, but I'm not going to say it. And my friends would always have to say, the leaders of the group, no, he's just misunderstood. He means well. He's good at heart. They would literally always say that, but it was about me. So I don't know why they felt the need to like make this segment about me, but I guess if they're that insanely obsessed with me, this would be a good way to start.
To be you the have vulture? The blind confidence that the vulture has.
Well, I think that's such a good point because the vulture essentially doesn't know he's the vulture.
Yeah.
Because all these bitches are faking it till they make it with him. Like, we all know we're talking behind closed doors. You just fucking said it yourself, Sophia. You flirted with the goddamn vulture once. I did too. And so it's like, he has no idea.
Yeah, how would he know?
How would he know? These fucking tens are giving him
attention. I mean, you would think he would maybe know because he's literally just dick riding his friend. End,
but like, he's blind.
I mean,
he's naive. Dude, wow. That's such a good point.
Yep. So, they're cool. I don't know. I just thought that, like, the vulture. Ouch. That dude literally has a family. He has, like, people that are really excited to attend his wedding when it happens. And he has a mother that writes home to him and is really concerned about him probably all the time. And just hopes that, like, a young lady is enjoying her company with him. To speak about him like he's this insect or this aerial creature that is going to flock down and just ruin the entire environment and just steal something and eat it up in its path. I think it's pretty awful to say that about a woman or a man. Not how we play. But that's your guy's style. You guys are trying to be controversial and make people feel like there's, like, good people in the world and bad people in the world, when that's not true. There is no right or wrong. There's only being real and being fake. Your stories are pretty real, but they come from really fake places. So you should chew on that for a little bit. Ryan actually had a really cool story, though, that these two girls came up to you in Queens, and...
No, I was on the train coming here.
Just say the story, how you blew your shot when they were talking to him.
I didn't really care.
Describe to me as soon as what happened.
I don't know. I was on my way here, and I think I had on this shirt, actually. No, I had on my Rick and Morty hat. And these two girls and a guy were like, oh shit, man, you're in the Rick and Morty? And I was like, hell yeah, I've been watching it since day one. And they were like, whoa, that's awesome. And then we talked about it for a bit, and then I was like, yeah, I really want to go to the Adult Swim Festival. And they were like, what is that? And I was like, oh, the Adult Swim Festival is like, it's kind of like a festival put together by Adult Swim. They're going to be showing the season 4 premiere of Rick and Morty there before anything else. They're going to be showing the season premiere of Primal, which is a new show made by the guy who made Samurai Jack. And they're
Get
going
on
to
with
have,
it, bro.
Bro, this is the story. And then I was like, so what are you guys up to tonight? And they're like, oh, we're going to a club. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm going to my friend's house. We were doing a podcast called Call Her Daddy Busted. And they were like, wait, call her daddy? Oh my god, are you the MILF hunter? And I was like, nah, nah, nah. And they're like, oh, we met the MILF hunter. And these two girls like got very interested in me. And I was just like, nah, nah, nah. That's not what
wow.
I am. Not at all. I'm not the MILF hunter.
Well, because they say he's above 6 feet tall. And they say he's about 6'2". And he has, like, a soft but kind of sexy voice. So, I don't know. That's what, a lot of the commenters were disappointed by the way his voice sounded. Because they...
Interesting.
Yeah, he was built up to be such a pedestal. Like, the pillar of toxic masculinity. Like a Greek Olympus god. So...
Interesting.
I guess it's a good thing. It means they probably wanted to fuck the living shit out of you. At least one of them did. Now, were you vibing with one more than the other?
Yeah, I'd say so. But then we all got off the train, and then I was going to meet
How
up
long
with,
did the combo last?
Like 10 minutes.
10 minutes? You were talking to another human for 10 minutes, and you didn't fuck it up? I don't have the ability to
regularly like that.
I don't have the human capacity to open my mouth with another party for more than probably 5 minutes without saying something awkward or inappropriate.
Yeah, bro, you don't know how to talk to people.
Oh, that's called Asperger's. Socially awkward. That's called Asperger's.
You don't have Asperger's.
Well, that's a good thing.
You're not autistic, bro. You're just a social retard. The total difference between having... Well, Asperger's isn't a thing anymore. They actually took it out of the current DSM. It's just called the autism spectrum now.
Cool.
So Asperger's isn't a thing anymore, according to them. To the people who make it, so...
Yeah, most girls don't want to fuck with me or vibe with me. They don't want social retard babies.
Yeah.
So, after you vibe with these chicks...
Well, they were getting off the train to go one way, and I was getting off the train to go another.
And then you had a social retard moment where you're like, I don't know what to do. I want my penis in that hole, but I'm not going to coordinate it as such. You weren't even thinking about pussy. You were just thinking about relating to them on a human context.
Yeah, we were just talking.
Low sex drive. It affects males aged 24 through 40.
Oh, really?
Progressively.
If I wanted to get her number, I would have asked.
So you didn't want the girl who seemed so attracted to you's number, who you said was very good looking?
She was pretty good looking.
That's
I don't know, normal. Just didn't come up at the moment, didn't really think about it. Had other things on my mind.
What could you have done differently next time?
I don't know. I guess I would ask for the number, if anything.
Yeah, that's literally all you had to do.
Yeah.
You'd be smashing cheeks right now if you just asked for the number.
Potentially. I don't know.
This wasn't you have a fear that it's not going to happen even if you get the number, which is why you're not more... Like, for me, I'm like, if I get the number, my dick will be between those cheeks in the next... But I want it so bad that I'm not even able to ask for the number. But you have no problem asking for the number. You're like, there's so many variables in between the number and me inseminating them. So,
yeah,
I feel that. That's cool. I could teach you what to do differently. We have, like, the complete opposite problems.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess combined together, we might actually be able to function like 175% functioning normal person.
Maybe. I don't know.
That would be spectacular.
I think I would have to do most of the work in that case.
Yeah, exactly. Why did they want you and not me? Let's be real here.
Well, you don't know how to talk to people. I know how to hold a normal conversation.
I always end up talking about sex, drugs, or violence.
Yeah, people don't like that.
People don't like that.
And there's no reason to bring up any of that stuff.
And do you act chill? I act nervous and jumpy. Kind of like a preschool shooter. Yeah, I don't. I either try too hard or exaggerate something or make a fool out of myself.
No, I'm just talking to people that are cool in pop culture right now.
I don't know how to do that in the non-podcast setting. I only know how to be insanely cool in the podcast, as our listeners know.
Yeah.
So, I've been noticing a trend that every weekend, after like a Friday or Saturday night, we would be getting these one or two shit comments, usually two comments. And it's always the same MO. Every time, the person will do something sort of the same. It's either a random Apple Podcast ID, or it's going to be like some guy's podcast. Because I'll look at the other comments that the commenter leaves, and it will involve talking about like a new app or about the functionality of like some like game that they played or a guy, some bro podcast. And a lot of these comments essentially say, like, one is by Arlek. It says, if I could give it 0 stars, I would. We get these reviews literally like every Friday and Saturday night randomly. And it says, this is trash. Don't waste your time. Like, again and again, we'll get that. Then another one by like a rando account where this is the other MO, where the other accounts are only commenting on us and maybe sometimes Daddy Gang, and that's it. And this one's by Michelle Daddy Gang. It says,
Daddy Gang.
It says loser. I don't even know. It says loser. It says, I haven't even listened, but the fact that you started the podcast and care that much about the Call Her Daddy podcast is just pathetic. If you don't like it, don't listen to it. No one's interested in this. Try something more original. We got that one about 5 times. It's just the usual stuff. Like, some people say, just awful. That was by Smigula. Someone said, awful. Absolute trash. I'm just reading titles here. Complete trash. Ouch. Dumb as fuck. The comments is what helped us come through to our realization that this is actually a trash cast, not a podcast, which is how we were able to rebrand and move our just pure entertainment cast into the trash cast realm. You know what I'm saying? How we have a whole new art form. Trash cast is the real gritty shit that people can't talk about in normal podcasts.
Okay.
So, these chicks are taking the phones of guys that they're fucking or that they're friends with when they hang out with them on weekends, and they're commenting these things on the guys' phones because you can't dual comment on your own iDevice or computer. And they're giving us a constant flow of negative hate. So should that be the case, I would fathom in theorem, we have a lot less negative reviews than we actually completely think. And although I was accused of being a serial sexual harasser 3 days ago, and we lost a 5-star review since then, I think that a lot of the negative reviews we've been getting in recent months actually are faked, and it's not quite the case. And since we have, at this current point in time, 38,668 total plays, which is pretty good. Pretty good. I think we're reaching out a lot more people than we think, and we're definitely getting dual listens. At least a few people have listened twice to our other podcast and maybe even replayed an episode because they couldn't believe what it was that they heard. So that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, I hope people enjoy what we talk about. It's supposed to be funny. A little bit political. You know, nothing crazy.
Cool. So I guess we're going to wrap up with this roast and just send our listeners off with a little treat. So do you want to start your roast with me?
You can go first.
Okay. Ryan is a mooch. Ryan likes to go into someone else's environment and see if I could try and, like, take their value and see if they could share it to me, because they don't need, like, all that value that they have, whether it's, like, an apartment or, like, food that someone has. Ryan likes to kind of have someone help him out because he would do the same if they were in his position. So everyone's got one in their crew, and Ryan is definitely going to be one of the first to mooch. So we love him for it. It's just, that's our guy.
That didn't really seem like a roast, but okay.
Okay, my fault.
Whatever, man. That's your roast.
Yeah, what's yours? You have to do that cigarette thing.
Bro, your room, like, I know it's a constant thing that I make fun of you for, but your room has really become, like, disgusting recently. Like, it's really bad.
Oh my god, really?
Like, me smoking cigarettes in here is actually making it smell better.
Huh?
It doesn't even make sense.
Oh, fuck.
I kept on waking up in the night, because, like, I slept over. You know, he has his bed, and then, like, there's this, what do you call
everyone
it?
Everyone knows that. You're stupid.
What do you call it? This lazy boy that, like, I brought down
they
from
upstairs.
They
know what my apartment looks like. Are you dumb?
How do they know what your apartment looks like?
Oh, I thought I said they don't know. They have no fucking clue what's going on.
Yeah, so I'm explaining that there's a bed in here, and there's a lazy boy. And basically, I just live on the lazy boy. When I sleep over, like, I'll just sleep on this. But on one side of his room, it doesn't smell that bad. But then when I moved over to the other side of the room, like, where his bed is and, like, where all the clothes are thrown on the floor, I kept on waking up and coughing like crazy because it was like I was just gagging from the smell.
Huh.
It was awful, awful experience. Like, no girl would ever come over here to fuck you, dude. They would, like... They would, like, walk in and think that they were going to be, like, murdered.
They have thought that. That's why they left.
Yeah, I bet.
Long story short, call me what you want, people. At least you call me. In recent days, I've been called serial sexual assaulter. I'm not that. What I am is a comedian, pathetic, piece of work, awful.
Yeah, you're kind of like Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, degenerate, toxic, annoying, perverse, fool of a loser, an incel creep, just two bitch boy band camp type nerds who really
definitely just... Definitely not a bitch boy, bro. Talk for yourself.
You are a little bit, so not moving really. On. You really should feel bad for guys like us. We really have a long ways to go.
No. And... Do not pity us.
But I'm saying that one day we're going to be fucking famous because of it. So just you wait.
Maybe.
For now, enjoy our work. Or don't. It's been a phenomenal fucking time speaking to you guys. Always stay true. Go beyond Plus Ultra. And Alex, hit me up sometime.